Hey guys, welcome
no,
to...
No, no, no. I got this.
Why can't I do it?
Because I'm doing it. Stop. Here we go. Well, welcome to the Journey Together podcast with Joshua and Anna Gresham.
Hey, it's a great day.
It's an amazing day. And we've been on a little break, if you haven't paid attention.
It's called the spring break with four children.
It does. It is called the spring break. You know, we took 2 weeks off because we're pastors.
Well... No, we were getting all new flooring in our house.
Well, yes, okay.
It's like we moved out of our home and back into our home all within 4 days.
It was crazy. We had to move things out of each bedroom into the garage, out of the garage into other rooms, and then they did both floors of our flooring of our house, and it was
Oh, we're super excited. We needed it.
Yes, and then we had spring break, we had Easter preparations, we had all the stuff.
Yeah, it was all within 2 weeks.
Yes.
And this is when I realized that we have a large family. When you start going
when you
through...
you have a wild hair.
When you start going...
I got it.
I have a widow's peak.
I love it.
So it's like
that's why I fell in love with you.
Because of my widow's peak?
I fell in love with you for multiple reasons.
That's weird.
I had a friend a long time ago. He said, man, I love... And he mentioned this girl's name. He said her earlobes.
Ew.
I was like, that is so strange. All right, back to where we were.
This is when I realized that we have a large family.
Yeah.
Of all of the stuff. It is nice to get rid of stuff. Does stuff make you overwhelmed?
Yeah, I don't think you realize how much stuff there is until then when you start separating it and then getting it out. And then you go back into the home and you're like, oh my goodness, it feels better.
So this might be your sign to either get new floors or get all the stuff out, guys. It's spring.
Yeah, spring
get
clean
it. Get the stuff out. Put it in your garage. Sort through it. It's seriously what we've been doing. And I am a saver. In my mind, I'm like, I might need this in 3 or 4 years when I've not even used it in 3 or 4 years. I do not like this part of myself, by the way. So I have to make myself get rid of things.
Yeah.
And just get rid of it.
Yeah. These are called seasons of life. And that gets going right into our message right
now.
Wow.
Way to just...
Our podcast today of seasons. The shifting seasons and things, you know, just all of a sudden. Sometimes seasons will come on, you know, real abrupt. Other times seasons kind of flow into it and you recognize, oh, I'm in a new season right now.
And what we really wanted to talk about with New Seasons with you guys is the thought process of it being a new day. It's a new day.
Yeah.
Joshua has said this to me often. He said, Anna, you can't ever really catch up on sleep. You just have to make a better decision and get to bed early tonight. You know, like choose today to make a new decision to go to bed rather than trying to catch up on what you've already missed. And I wrote down in my notes this. Maybe trying to catch up on what we missed isn't the way that we should think.
Mm-hmm.
Are you continually thinking, well, if I just try to fix this or I miss this, if I can, you know, I missed this season of my children's lives, or I'm trying to catch up and I messed up this season, or you're constantly thinking about a failure in this season. For me, it really was, I have not slept. It was like the Hunger Games in our house with our children at night with no sleep. Like, may the odds ever be in your favor. Isn't that what they said?
Yeah. Like, in my head, that's not where I went with Hunger Games.
Every night, someone's going to choose me, you know, someone's chosen to be woken up and then they're choosing me as well.
That aspect of the book/movie is more applicable. I was like, you were going to get murdered by one of my children.
But I would feel like I'm never going to catch up. This is it.
No, right. Yeah.
Rather than making a decision for today, that it's
great.
A new day.
Yes, that's a good way to say it.
And that it's time to embrace today in this season.
Making good choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what the studies I've read about sleep is you cannot, it's not like, oh, I only got 7 hours of sleep last night, so therefore if I'm trying to get 8, then I should probably get 9 to catch up on the hour I lost the night before. Does that make sense?
I think so.
So if you're trying to get
I got it. No,
eight,
I got it. We got
okay.
it.
Yeah. All right.
We got it.
I want to make sure you got
bottom
it.
Bottom line, you're not catching up.
You can't
on
catch
that
up.
1 hour that
yeah.
you missed.
This idea of like, okay, well, so this whole week is going to be crazy. I'll just sleep in on Saturday. It's not actually good health. Like, that's not a good healthy mentality.
It's choosing to start a new pattern that begins today, that this is a new time, a yeah. new season. God, what do you have for today?
Yeah.
Not looking at yesterday and what you missed. How often are we, this, I know we're talking about sleep and I'm getting ready to talk about food, but even if you're trying to eat healthier and you're like, crud, I totally bombed yesterday. All mm-hmm. right, it's done. Too late, guys. You can't make up for it, you
no.
know? But today you can by making wise decisions today.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I will get so overwhelmed in my head because I've planned all of these things out and then I bomb one day and I'm like, well, it's ruined. Rather than taking life one day at a time
yeah.
and walking through, all right, God, what do you have for today? What can I do today? Lord, help me with today.
Yeah.
Right? How often are we thinking about yesterday and worried about tomorrow when God's saying, why don't you just take care of today, be the best you can be?
Yeah.
Because I've got something so great for you today.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about Paul and his writings, and he's talking about the importance of knowing how to manage stuff, manage when there's a lot, when there's a little. And I think that's where if you were to actually value the precious time of the moment, of the day, then you would realize I can really be successful, that I can really have a grasp on what's happening in my life versus just kind of like, well, today really doesn't matter because it's tomorrow or this or that. It's like you're not taking advantage of the amount of time in a day that you could actually be successful in. And that will help you in the coming seasons because each season will throw something different at you.
Well, you might have been in a season that's been so challenging that you've become just weary. Weary, you know, the Word of God tells us not to be weary in our well-doing. And I look at just Satan trying to come in and attack us to the point where we want to give up. You don't even want to embrace today because you're so tired from yesterday, mm-hmm. or you've been in such a battle that your rest is, it's no longer rest. It's, I think you're just kind of in this numb position in life.
Yeah.
You guys, I've been in seasons that have been challenging. When we were walking through when your mom passed away and coming out of a building project here in the middle of having, you know, preteens and COVID and all the crap, we all have a story. Each one of us have something we can talk about. But I was so angry at that season that then I couldn't enjoy my new season because I kept thinking about how sucky the last season was.
Right.
And the Lord really had to do a healing work in my heart of forgiving a season.
That's good.
Do you need to forgive a season in your life today and actually release it to the Lord? This is, y'all, this is asking God for help. God, I need help. Lord, help me to walk in forgiveness. And there could be individuals you're working through. It could be simply just a hard trial, something you've gone through physically, that supernaturally you need the power of God to just do a healing and cleansing work in your life. Because I did.
Yeah.
And the moment I started to get real honest with God and talk to Him about it and begin to work through those issues, and I was journaling, writing things down, going to Scripture, receiving what I needed to receive. You and I had some hard conversations during that time. We were walking regularly, doing healthy things that helped mentally as well. There's so many pieces to this that God will give you to help you to forgive a season in order to enjoy and embrace the new season you're in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you hit, I don't know if this is considered a seasonal thing, but you hit a nerve with me. And it just struck a chord. Let's say it like that. It's not hit a nerve, but it struck a chord of dealing with remorse from decisions from past seasons. And that remorse of just constant turmoil of brain exercising through and through and through. And you're just like jumping these hula hoops of wish I coulda, woulda, shouldas. And you just get so tired.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been exhausted in the mind game of, gosh, and then I lose the fact that I'm in a new season. One of my favorite television moments in television history, because this is the reminiscent side of this, where I remember it, watching this and I go, oh, that is so true, is when Andy from The Office, on the last episode, they do that, like, you know, camera shot, facial, you know, interview. And he said, to know when you're in that moment.
Right.
And to cherish that moment. And to know and realize that you're in the moment. Because too often we find out it's later. We find out later that we're in that moment. And then you lose it. You lose the fact. And then you reminisce, you know, you reminisce of the old days, the good old days. And you don't really relish the fact that you're in it.
Hey, this is the wake-up call right now.
Yep.
I pray by the Spirit of God that your office analogy stirred something in your heart to go, wait, am I living in remorse or in a state of just reminiscing? Or am I choosing to know that life is precious today?
Yeah.
And I need to make the most with my spouse today? I asked myself the question the other day, I think this goes with that. Are you being stingy right now with Josh? Or are you really, like, being affectionate and loving? Like, what does today look like of how you're loving Josh? Are you giving him your best? Because I feel like whenever you embrace today to the fullest, you realize that God has a good plan for it, but it's going to require you to press in and do the plan. And you don't want to be stingy about it.
Agreed. Are you giving me your best? Because I feel like it's really good. If there was more for you to give me, I would take it.
Well, I mean, I think in that there's always more.
Is there? Because I think it's pretty good.
There's always more.
Your best is pretty good.
But I think it's good that you ask yourself that.
Hey, give it
like
to
Like the other day, I thought, okay, I have been so aggravated at these teenage boys we have. And then I realized I need to give them some hugs. I need to embrace today and not live in aggravation. Do you see what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. Sometimes we overcomplicate these seasons.
Oh, yeah.
When you're like, and I went and just gave them big hugs, told them I loved them, how proud I was, because I thought they need that today. I need that today.
Yeah.
Why am I living in this aggravation towards something they did yesterday?
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah. I think there's 3 points that are important to embrace. When either in a season, before a season, and towards the end of a season. I think all these 3 apply. And I think the very first point for me is you need to be dreaming big, that you need to be expecting big. You need to be enjoying the season of what could be, and not that it's not in a way that you're setting yourself up for a failure and expectation, but that you are believing God in faith for big things. So that helps within the season. That helps before you get into the season, because if you are planting that seed of faith prior to getting into a season, you are now in the season of harvesting, of reaping that big dream of a seed. And so I think that's important. That second importance is that you enjoy that season. You enjoy it. Last summer, I preached a message series all summer long that really delved. It took this particular topic to an elevated state in my head, which was there is problem solvers. And when there is a purpose, you're solving a problem. And I believe that there's hidden treasure in these problems, actually, because that's where the gold is. That's where you are digging for that goodness of good things. Even though it might be hard, it might be tough, but you are expecting gold. So I think that when you're in a season, you're solving problems. You are relishing what you're doing all the time because it's a growth moment. You go, you know, I'm growing right now. This is fun. I'm going to be excited. And no matter what, this is, again, every temptation, anytime there's an obstacle, these are invitations for us to go to the Father. And so I think we need to go to the Father. So that leads me to point 3, which is prayer. Covering your seasons in prayer. You should never go very long without praying. And I keep quoting Smith Wigglesworth on this because I just thought it's such a great quote. But it's like, I never pray for more than an hour and a half, but I never go longer than an hour and a half without praying.
Prayer is God's idea. It's the very foundation of of those dreams. Mm-hmm. It's the very foundation of that joy. Why? Because what you receive from the Father is what you're going to give out. So you're receiving that good plan. You're receiving that joy. You're receiving the wisdom that you need for today. You're receiving the provision that you need for this new season. You're receiving a grace for this new season. Goodness gracious, God wants us to depend on Him, and God's grace is His action plan for our life. I think that's what I'm, when I think about prayer of this last point of what you're talking about, it's, all right, God, I thank you that you have a grace for this season that I'm in currently so that I can enjoy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you're taking the best care of me,
mm-hmm.
filling, you're my all in all right? He didn't just fill in the gaps. He's all in all. So often you look at it like, oh, God fills in the gaps. No. God is the gap. He's everything.
Yeah.
He fills everything. He's all in all. That's a wider perspective, a deeper perspective, mm-hmm. than you still thinking that you're in control somehow, when God is saying, no. How about you give it to me? Why don't you give me this day?
Yeah.
Why don't you give me this season? And it's going to come through prayer.
Yeah.
All right. Your first point about dreaming big. You got to ask yourself, and I've had to ask myself this question, Anna, what are you believing God for today? I'm going to ask you this question for those listening or watching. What are you believing God for today? What are you expecting? All right, we just had a pause.
Now, are you asking me the question?
No, I'm asking those listening.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But I thought I'd give them a silent moment think about it.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. All right.
So within this, sometimes we get overwhelmed with that question because you're like, I'm not believing God for anything.
Well, I think you know what happens? That knee-jerk question of like, hey, what do you believe in God for? And you're like, that's bad. If you have to pause, then you're not believing God for something right now.
We should be expecting and going to the Father in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You have an inheritance that, you know, whenever Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer, He says, God, for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in mm-hmm. heaven, that what belongs to the Father belonged to Jesus. And because of that, it belongs to you, to me, as a child of God.
Yep.
We receive this beautiful inheritance as His child. And He's got a miracle for you today. He's got a blessing for you today. But if you stay in this, well, He didn't do it last season. Well, you can stay there and be stuck and angry for the rest of your life, or you can ask God for help and move forward. And we've all been there where I've said, God, what is happening? This is hard. God is not offended by our honest conversation with Him, but He wants us to believe in Him. Yeah. I think of David in the Psalms, King David. He was very honest with God. Talk to God about his life. Lord, there's enemies all around me. This has been hard. This has been challenging. But then he goes to, but I know you're God. He still took it to the Lord.
Yeah.
Every problem, every situation, in order to bring God in for God to move in his life. And you guys, new beginnings. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is a foundational scripture for the believer. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. If anyone is in Christ, that you are a new creation, the old is gone. Stop living in a mental confusion or a mental state of condemnation, of shame. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You are a new creation in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You got to live like it's a brand new day. I love Lamentations chapter 3, 22 through 24, where God talks about new mercies for today. Mercy is undeserved forgiveness, that every day I say, Lord, I thank you. You have new mercies for me today. It's not anything I could work for. It's just because you love me, God, and you're for me. And Lord, you want to help me. Maybe you're not believing God right now because you felt unworthy or you felt like you didn't deserve it because you messed up. God says that He forgives you, that your sin, as far as from the east to the west, that sin is forgotten, that it is washed under the precious blood of the Lamb, of Jesus Christ. Y'all, we got to wake up to this because otherwise we stay stuck in this miry clay, this pit of despair. One of my favorite quotes is from Corrie Ten Boom, and it says, "No pit is so deep that God's love isn't deeper still."
That's good.
No pit, no matter what season you've been or where you're coming from, God's love is deeper, and His love wants to lift you right out of there and help you to begin to believe and dream again.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think about different people in the Bible that we can glean from and the different seasons and what we can learn from that. And I think about like Joseph and all the seasons that he was in from his childhood up and the turmoil that he dealt with. You know, he was one of these types of individuals in the Word of God that unfortunately had a lot of bad moments. And yeah, in each moment, he never turned his back on God and who he was. So that's where I think that we should learn from this, from the Word of God, knowing that when you seek after the face of God, whoa, and His mercies are new every single day. So every day when you wake up, you just realize, hey, today's a new day. Thank the Lord that I'm in His presence. And this season that I'm in right now, the Lord is He's taking me through it. Whether it be good, whether it be bad, whether it be whatever it is, that's why you got to love Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for that rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
God is with you.
He's with you. Yeah. He's with you in the valley. He's with you in the top. He's everywhere with you. And so these are just moments that we are in. So maybe you feel overwhelmed by the laundry pile that you have. Maybe you feel overwhelmed by the financial situation you're in. Maybe you're overwhelmed with the relationships that you find yourself in. But this is where you continue to dream of what God has for you, but continue to seek the joy of the Lord every day, relishing the fact that you're in the moment. What can be learn from this? What can I grow from this? How can I experience God's love on a greater measure right now? And then that continual walk of prayer and that supplication that He pours out onto you.
I love reading about Joseph in the Word of God. Go there this week. Make that your study. As you walk through his life, there's a lot to learn and to glean from. In Psalm chapter 30 and verse 5, this is a great scripture, you guys. It says, "For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." God's favor is upon you. His favor surrounds you as a shield. And in embracing today, ask yourself, am I rejoicing in the Lord today? Psalm 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." God made today. You're in today.
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice every morning to get up and rejoice, to praise Him, to thank Him. You know, the moment I do, and like the other day I woke up and I felt like I had about as much power as a bug, okay?
Okay.
Like I was in total sloth mode, you know. It was special. And I took the first few minutes and just wasted my time. And then the Lord was like, "What are you doing? You feel like trash." So then I got into the Word of God and began to read the scriptures that I pray over our family. Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, Colossians chapter 1. Like I started to walk through this. The moment I did and began to just give all that, you know, weariness and feeling like trash to God, He started to take me down this path of thankfulness in His Word that made the day brighter.
That's good.
Just brighter.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long. You know, God's presence is always there. He's always there.
Yeah, I would actually put a little subcategory to that last step of staying in the presence of God. One of the ways to stay in the presence of God is being in that praise mode. When you don't feel like you have got anything left,
yeah,
when you praise the Lord, when you begin to worship, throwing on worship music and just resting in the Lord, it strengthens you. It's really wild how it works because you are bringing praise to Him, and in some wild way, it brings a peace to you. And I believe it's because you are opening up the room, the environment, for God to come in and rest. And when you do that, it actually brings rest to you as well.
Yeah. God took me to Psalm 27:6. It says, "Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord." And I was like, all right, God, joy really is a sacrifice. What does that mean? So then I looked up the word sacrifice in the Hebrew, and it meant to give thanks. So you're going to God right in the middle. He's lifting, he's exalting your head above the enemies. And all of, you got to read all of Psalm 27 to walk through this beautiful picture. But then I get to give thanks to God as a sacrifice of joy each day, knowing, God, you're taking care of me right in the middle of this season. Guys, this is huge to enjoying the day that you're in, to enjoying the season that you're in. And this is a part of just being a believer. I'm so thankful that I have the Holy Spirit and the love of God is shed abroad in my heart because of the Holy Ghost. And because of the Holy Ghost, I've got righteousness, peace, and joy.
Yeah.
Knowing that right in the middle of it all, I can praise God. Y'all, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I want to add this. Dreaming big, that you're, enjoying the day, rejoicing. We've talked about all of that. Talking to God. This is daily living. But when you're doing this, you need wisdom. You need new wisdom for the day. In James chapter 1, verse 5, he talks about asking God for wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll give you liberal amounts. When you start to walk through and do a scripture study on wisdom, especially through Proverbs, I love in the book of Ephesians 5, 15 through 17, tells us not to live or to walk as the unwise, right? But God wants to redeem your time today. Wisdom is extremely valuable in how we enjoy the day that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins by having a fear of God, a healthy fear of God, your God. I want my day to honor you. I want wisdom from above. So then when I deal with people, I don't allow the circumstance to steal my joy in this season.
Yeah.
So then when I'm operating with, my finances, I have wisdom for my finances. So then when I'm dealing with my kids, Lord, I need wisdom in this season in raising these teenagers, right?
Yeah.
You all, wisdom is everything. And you don't want earthly wisdom. You want to have heavenly wisdom.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's an eternal wisdom that reaps an eternal reward.
Yeah.
It's as simple as saying, God, I need wisdom today.
Yeah.
And then diving into his word and finding out what he has to say about that day and how you can live in it.
Yeah, that's good. Well, hey, that wraps this up. So seasons, I don't know which one you're in and what it's about right now, but God has the answer. And we're believing with you. We're praying with you. I know that it's important to get those prayer warriors around you and surround yourself with people that are like-minded, that want to build you up and not tear you down. So make sure you do that.
It's new day, new beginnings.
New day, new beginnings.
New joy.
If this podcast blessed you, man, it would be awesome if you shared this out with others. We want to get the word out that we're producing the word of God right here, and just that it's going to bring just help and healing to those that are in need. And so maybe someone in your life needs to hear it. So send them to thejourneytogether.com or to the YouTube channel. You can search us up, podcast it, share it, do whatever. So with that said,
we love y'all.
Love you. Have a great day.